As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, October the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, workable solutions. Well, we're going to go into the Book of Enoch again for part two. I don't know how many solutions will advance, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Gold this morning breaks out above $1,330 an ounce. Silver above $22 as the U.S. dollar plunges. We'll go into that. The Icelanders storm the all thingy. Well, we'll go there too. When will the Tea Party follow suit? My question. Part two, the Book of Enoch, Jewish apocryphal writing, cult followings, and so very much more in today's broadcast. Let's go to our market report. Active trading for New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago found gold trading up $15.90 an ounce at $1,330.90 a troy ounce. Wow, I like that number. Silver bumps up 44 cents in early trading to $22.31 an ounce. You got to like that for silver. Platinum, likewise, up $23 at $1,686 a troy ounce. And palladium up $9. At $568 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $20 spread, $1,312.70 for a low, $1,332.60 for a high, and at $1,330.90, your gold is up year to year, $330.80 an ounce. Boy, I remember buying gold for less than that. That represents a 33.08% return on your investment in the precious metal. London Gold fixed this morning. The boys of London fixed the price of gold at $1,325.75, and we had a spike upward from there. Overnight, the SPDR gold shares paired off 0.43 metric tons of gold from their holdings. This morning, they claim to hold 1,301.91 metric tons, valued at $55 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can jump into our chat room at becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Let's close out our market report. Again, good news in the gold market this morning. Silver doing very well. Platinum and palladium. Silver is doing very well. Up 44 cents this morning at $22.31. But the real winner in my eyes is gold this morning. Up $15.90 an ounce at $1,330.90 an ounce as it closes in on $13.50. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, again, a $20 spread, $13.1270 for a low, $13.3260 for a high. It's looking at $13.35, folks. Will it make it there today? Maybe. Maybe it will. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, or yesterday, closed down 78 points at 10,751. The NASDAQ closed down 26 yesterday at 23.45, and the S&P 500 went down 9 and closed at 1137. Crude oil this morning up 64 cents at $82.11. Just in time for that, you know, the heating oil season. Just in time for all of the school driving, school bus driving season, all of that. You know, people are out and about, and they're going to have to spend more and more money. So if you have heating oil situation where you are for your winter heating, I would recommend strongly not to do tally or dally or delay. get involved with your local representative, get your tanks filled up and topped off. I think we're going to see some higher prices in crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 47 basis points. All right. This is driving up the silver market, up 44 cents at 22.31, 13.3090 in gold, up 15.90. And the U.S. dollar index continues to decline, 0.47. Some people say that we're heading for 71 in the USDX. It's possible. Could be lower. Things are not looking too good. It impacts the foreign exchange rates. Canadian loonie this morning up 43 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents U.S., moving towards parity again. The Mexican peso, pegged as it is virtually to the dollar, bumps up 52 basis points. Exchanges at 8 cents U.S. If you're going across the border this morning, your exchange ratio is going to be 12.5329 pesos per dollar, 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 82 basis points. What happened to that weak euro that we enjoyed over the summertime? Up 82 basis points, almost a full point gain overnight. $1.38 U.S. The British pound up 33 basis points, $1.59. The Swiss franc up 29 basis points at $1.03 U.S. Watching as the dollar collapses, folks. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yield on the U.S. Treasury, 0.41%. Can it go lower? Yes, likely. The 10-year at 2.47, could it cut in half? Yes, possibly. The 30-year, 3.71% yield on those treasuries. The mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 386 to 376. The 30-year moves down from 438 to 430 again. And the prime rate is at 3.25%. Let's go into the marketplace a little bit and look at the Goldman store sales, ICSC, right off of the Econoday website. Highlights this morning, this report out, store sales softened in the October 2nd week, according to the ICSC Goldman, which blames the week's heavy weather for a 0.8% decline. Once again, they're blaming the weather. You know, the decline unexpectedly occurred. Maybe tomorrow they'll blame the dog eating the homework. I don't know. The dog's going to have to figure in here someplace. But we're seeing a continuing decline in store sales. The year-on-year rate of plus 2.4% is on the low side of a trend that's been ranging from 2.5 to 3%. The report is lowering its full month forecast to this range, down from its prior forecast for 3%. Red Book, to be posted at 8:55, will offer a month-to-month forecast, okay? Not a really good report there. Let's jump over just a little bit further and look at the Red Book. See if we can get that to pop up for us. Is he trying to do some kind of nonsense here? Let's go. If it's not going to do it for me, I'm going to jump away from it. You can get a last chance. Last chance. Sometimes this browser comes on air. We come on air and the browser just slows down and slows down and slows down and slows down. Oh, come along now. Come along now. Well, let's forget that one. If you're going to have to give it to me, come on. Let's drop it. Too bad. Gone for that one. I don't want to go there. Let's go over to this one. There we go. Carbon market yesterday. Rather interesting. The carbon market fell 10% to $28 billion in the third quarter, research firms say. All right. The global carbon market fell to $28 billion in the third quarter from $31 billion in the year earlier quarter, according to estimates from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Bloomberg New Energy Finance. The decline of 9.7% was less than expected. Guy Turner, so it's unexpectedly, said Guy Turner, New Energy Finance's head of carbon. He said that today at the yesterday at the Carbon Show in London. The Carbon Show in London. Get the idea where we're going with this stuff, folks? Here's another one, just real brief, in regards to the carbon market. As soon as this guy comes around, European Union shouldn't play silly games on CO2 prices, the IETA head says. European regulators shouldn't play silly games to push up prices for emission allowances. Emission allowances, you're allowing emission, and should instead take a more direct route, said Henry Derwent, the head of the International Emissions Trading Association at the Carbon Show in London. Here's another one. Same story. UN climate talks open in China to tackle the threat from global warming. Not getting a lot of support for this initiative, folks. This is out of Stuart Biggs off Bloomberg. October the 4th, yesterday's news writes this, talks aimed at reaching an agreement to mitigate climate change open in China as the United Nations warned that time is running out before global warming reverses decades of what? Economic development. Economic development, climate change, global warming is going to reverse decades of economic development. You think this is about the environment? Guess again. Delegates from 177 governments began a week of talks yesterday in Tianjin, North China. The first time the most populous country and the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases has hosted a meeting of UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. I guess they're going to have a little bit of hot gas there, huh? They're emitting some gas over there as they talk about global climate disruption. To use Holdren's new phrase, the Tianjin meeting is the last chance. That's the last chance, my friends. It's the last chance before the envoys meet in Cancun, Mexico for November 29 through the December the 10th talks. All right, so we're going to have a Cancun, Mexico opportunity to have another nope in Hagen. It's coming up. It's coming up. Help reach an agreement that even the UN chief has said is unlikely this year. The last climate summit in Copenhagen in 2009 failed to produce a binding agreement even after leaders, including the usurper, flew in to try to hammer out a deal. Of course, they gave him a folding chair and had him sit in the aisle, but that's the way it goes when you're a usurper. We'll be right back. A lot more to come.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So the AEP says the deadlines for cutting power plant air pollution are unrealistic. This off Bloomberg. Katarinsky Kaminska, the writing for Bloomberg, October 1, American Electric Power Company, which owns utilities selling power in 11 states, said the deadlines to curb pollution by 2012 and 2014 proposed by the usurper's administration are, quote, unrealistic. According to comments filed with the Environmental Protection Agency today, the rules proposed on July the 6th would limit trading of pollution allowances, not a cutback in pollution, my friends, just having to pay to pollute. It's like going to the guy with the fish hat and paying for an indulgence so you can marry your sister. Same principle. Again, the rules proposed on July the 6th would limit trading of pollution allowances while slashing sulfur dioxide, which produces acid rain and nitrogen oxide, the cause of smog. They'd cut sulfur dioxide by 71% from 2005 levels and nitrogen oxide by 52% over the same period, according to EPA. AEP comments come 2 days after its chief executive officer, Mike Morris, said the Columbus, Ohio-based company will probably be in compliance without any new hardware with the 2012 and 2014 deadlines. You're not going to have to change anything to find compliance, apparently. Here's another article off of the Kitco website. Follow it around. Rather an interesting one. This one by Peter DeGraff. Peter DeGraff, you can find it on Kitco this morning. Gold and silver, it could be a whole new ball game. October 4th, yesterday's news. The most recent commitment of traders report shows the net short position of commercial gold traders to be at its highest level since December the 18th of 2009. Net shorts. They got their shorts out there. They're going to have to cover their shorts. You know, they're running naked. In the past, whenever the number rose to the level of the last 3 weeks, and then there's more here, a correction soon followed. Not so much because of the large number of short positions. Lots of parenthetical stuff here. But because of the large number of long positions representing gold that is held for the most part by hedge funds. Many of these hedge funds use computer-generated trading programs which kick in with a domino effect. Once a few begin to take profits, they all try to exit at the same time. And it continues, and he shows a very interesting chart. Again, you can find this on Kitco in the commentaries section this morning. At the present time, he continues, the price of gold does not seem to be intimidated by the large net short number as in the past. Could it be that the hedge fund operators and large investors sense a possibility that the commercials are, quote, on the ropes? Some of these commercial traders have carried a large short position for many months. All of these short positions are now, quote, underwater. Every time gold rises, the holders of short position have to raise their margin money or buy back losing positions. The upward pressure on price is due to fundamentals for gold that are extremely bullish, and these include, now listen, here's the list. What's making the fundamentals here for gold extremely bullish? One, and they're not numbered here. The U.S. money supply is today twice as large as it was just a few years ago. The usurper's administration is without a clear economic policy. Three out of four members of the economic team have just resigned. And the fourth, Timmy Geithner, has never held a position in the business world aside from being involved in the banking business at Goldman Sachs. The man can't even keep correct personal income records. Here's another. Worldwide money supply is expanding at an average rate of 10%. The U.S. dollar is in a long-term decline against gold. The euro is in a long-term decline when measured in gold. Gold is rising not only in U.S. dollar terms, but also is expressed in a number of currencies, and this reflects a flight to safety from fiat currencies. Gold production is declining despite higher prices. It takes longer to build a gold mine than ever before, and the rising cost of materials and fuel makes it very expensive to build a mine. The period between U.S. Labor Day and Christmas is usually the most bullish gold bullish period of the year. In seven of the last years, between now and Christmas, in seven of the last 8 years, gold rose during this period. The expiration of options on August the 26th did not have a negative effect on the gold price compared to other option expirations days in June and July. This proves that strong underlying physical demand exists. China is buying up local gold production, thus withholding it from the market. Russia is buying up local gold production, thus withholding it from the market. Gold ETFs are more popular than ever before, drawing bullion away from the market. The U.S. gold supply that is stored at Fort Knox has not been audited since 1953 and is most likely all or partly gone. It has either been sold or leased. Central banks have stopped selling gold, and some have become buyers. Gold thrives when real interest rates, that's the U.S. T-bill rate minus the CPI, is negative, as it is now. People who are learning less than 7% per year on an investment are actually going backwards because of the inflationary effect, which is currently 7% and rising. Gold, on the other hand, has been rising at an average of plus 20% per year for the last 5 years. Since 2001, gold has risen 400%. And boy, I sure hope some of you have taken advantage of the ride. Gold thrives during periods of price inflation, and we are witnessing the beginning of an increasing price inflation. Wheat, corn, oats, barley, oranges, cattle, hogs, salmon, copper, iron ore, cotton, sugar, coffee, palm oil, healthcare, education are just some of the categories that are rising in price. And it continues. Very interesting article this morning up on Kitco's website. There's a lot more in the news, too. Let's jump over here and see. Whoops, we're going to go over here. Got two of those in the way. There we go. I wanted to talk about the Icelanders. Kind of feeling a little happy about this. Icelanders hurl eggs at Parliament in mass protests. My, what a difference. You know, Glenn Beck and his people. They come and they sit so politely with their hands folded in their lap and they listen to their preachers preach and their talk radio hosts weep. The Icelanders take a different opinion of all of this. The Iceland's police sealed off the country's parliament with a 5-foot steel fence to protect lawmakers as protesters gathered in the thousands, beating makeshift drums and hurling red paint at the legislature. As many as 8,000 people protested outside the Reykjavik-based All Thingy. Where did parliaments first appear in history? The parliament? Anyone? It was known as the All Thing. The All Thing in Iceland. This is one of the oldest parliaments known to exist. Again, as many as 8,000 people protested outside the All Thingy last night, according to a police estimate, as Prime Minister Johanna Sigurdardottir, I don't know how they pronounce their words in those countries, presented her key policy objectives to lawmakers. Protesters lit a bonfire and threw firecrackers at police, while others threw eggs, tomatoes, and paint at the parliament as they tried to break through the steel fence protecting the building. It's got to be all that fish oil, folks. It's the fish oil. I know it is. We need more fish oil in America. A number of ideas regarding the debt problems of households, which I want the opposition and interest groups to come to the table to discuss. This is what the words that were spoken by this Sigurdardottir. Sigurdardottir. Yeah, for studio. Oop, gosh, the new blast, right? Anyway, the protests were designed to disrupt the Prime Minister's first speech to lawmakers since Parliament convened for the autumn session. Well, that's Iceland. They have the gonadula. We'll be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So there's certainly a whole lot of shaking going on the other side of the puddle in Iceland, and I risk my heart just goes out for these people because they really, they seem to come up out of the recliner, out of the lazy boy, if they even have such a thing as a lazy boy in Iceland, and get out on the streets and then let their voices be heard, which is just a whole lot more than what you find on the streets of America. Unfortunately, this article out of Tokyo, Reuters, the Bank of Japan on Tuesday pledged to pump more funds into the struggling economy and keep rates virtually at zero, surprising markets and stealing a march on the Federal Reserve and providing a fresh dose of economic stimulus, all right? So they're doing in Japan what Benjamin Bernanke is talking about doing to America already, all right? Continuing, the yen initially fell in reaction to the Bank of Japan news, but later reversed its course to be firmer against the dollar than when the Bank of Japan news broke. Four months, the central bank had eschewed government calls for more decisive action, such as buying more government bonds, focusing instead on a limiting fund scheme. But in the face of growing evidence that the yen's strength was hurting the economy, the Bank of Japan carried out what Governor Masaki Shirakawa described as comprehensive monetary easing. So it's going around the globe. It's going around the globe. All this nonsense has come out of Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's mouth, you know, quantitative easing. You know. It's going around the globe. It's become part of the lexicon of the economist. Bernanke says fiscal limits can improve federal budget path. This off the Bloomberg website this morning. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke said adopting rules that limit federal spending or debt could help put the U.S. on a more sustainable fiscal path. You know about sustainable. This audience is aware of that. Every time somebody starts talking about sustainable, that means they're reaching into your pocket. Something needs to be shorn up. It needs to be propped up. It needs to be kept alive. Somebody needs to put the air hose on it and blow it up. And that's what he's talking about here. Adopting rules that puts the United States on a more sustainable fiscal path. Urging lawmakers to consider their enactment. Isn't Bernanke the same one that was weeping and wailing, crying and complaining about politicizing the Federal Reserve? And here he is. You know, there's two modus operandi going on here. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, he's in charge of the monetary policy, and Congress is in charge of the fiscal policy. All right, they set the laws, they set the rules, they set their budgets, etc. Shalom Bernanke is supposed to step and fetch it and make sure he keeps the ship of state on an even keel financially. Well, here he is urging the lawmakers to consider the enactment of legislation. They should tell him to mind his own business and stick to monetary policy. Here he goes. Here's a quote. Well-designed rules can help promote improved fiscal performance, Bernanke said in a speech in Providence, Rhode Island. A rule, quote, could provide an important signal to the public that the Congress is serious about achieving long-term fiscal sustainability, which itself would be good for confidence, fiscal sustainability, confidence. It's all a confidence game. Unbelievable, huh? All just a confidence game. Here's a little bit more on crude oil. Mark my words, things are happening. Crude oil rises on port closures, speculations of growth in the U.S. How long have we had a petrodollar? As the U.S. dollar declines, petroleum's going to go up. Gold is going up. All of the fiat currencies are going down globally. Whether you're over there in Iceland or whether you're in Japan or whether you're in the United States of America, they're going down. The bottom's coming out. Somebody's pulled the plug on the fiat trough. Oil rose to trade near an eight-week high on speculation that steps by central banks to stoke economic growth will bolster demand for crude. And before a report that may show that U.S. fuel supplies are shrinking, steps by central banks to stoke economic growth will bolster demand. It's always demand. Futures reversed earlier losses as the dollar slumped against the euro, boosting the appeal of commodities to investors. Anything that's got real worth, commodities, wheat, corn, barley, hogs, cotton, gold, silver, and crude oil. Futures reversed earlier losses as the dollar slumped against the euro, boosting the appeal of commodities to investors, getting out of the dollar. U.S. gasoline and distillate fuel stockpiles probably declined, probably, maybe, coulda, woulda, shoulda, automata, all right? Probably declined last week as refiners cut runs, all right? It's not for any shortage of oil, my friends. It's a shortage of production. They're not producing. Why are they cutting the runs? They're cutting the runs because demand is down. According to a Bloomberg News survey, a strike at the French oil terminals threatened to spread to local refineries while the Houston Ship Canal remained closed. The last few days, there's been no stopping this market, said Alexander Ridgers, the head of commodities at London-based CMC Markets, which handles more than $150 million a day in U.S. crude contracts. Quote, we're seeing retail investors being drawn back into oil. Crude for November delivery rose as much as 71 cents or 0.9% to 82.18 a barrel in the New York Merck this morning. Traded 82.02 at 1:10 London time. Continues. Oil rose on signs that central banks will take further steps to secure economic recovery. Why did oil rise on that? The Bank of Japan today pledged to keep its benchmark interest at virtually zero after unexpectedly... Everything's unexpected these days. Unexpectedly, no one anticipated it. After unexpectedly reducing borrowing costs. Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said yesterday the first round of large-scale asset purchases in the U.S. improved the economy and that further buying is likely to help more. It improved the economy. Large-scale asset purchases. Don't you feel as though the economy is much better today? Huh? Don't you? Here's another one going down in the news basket. We're going to go to other topics in a moment. Extending Israeli construction freeze is very difficult, Steinitz says. Bill Varner, writing for Bloomberg, Israeli Finance Minister Yuval Steinitz, said it would be very difficult for his government to renew a freeze on settlement construction in return for American security assurances, as the U.S. has proposed. These people want blood. These people thrive on blood. Quote, it was a unilateral gesture, Steinitz said in an interview yesterday with Bloomberg News in New York, referring to a 10-month suspension of construction ordered by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, you don't negotiate on unilateral gestures, you negotiate on peace settlement. The U.S. is proposing a 60-day renewal of a suspension on the Israeli construction in the West Bank, according to a person briefed by American officials. The building ban lapsed on September the 26th, raising concerns that the Palestinians would carry out a threat to leave the talks just weeks after the U.S.-mediated diplomacy began. Steinitz said there was no reciprocity or flexibility from the Palestinian Authority during the freeze. To come now and to demand more is very problematic, he said. When you were making a unilateral gesture, it's not open to negotiation. I want you to understand it's very difficult from our point of view, Steinitz said, with some 200 or more nuclear weapons in his back pocket pointed at the Palestinians penned up in their little pen. Well, here's a little bit more. This by Bloomberg as well. They call her Justice Kagan. Justice Kagan, Ashkenazim, full of questions in her first U.S. Supreme Court argument. Elena Kagan wasted no time joining the conversation in her first hearing as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Now, we discovered in our research in business administration law and in the studying of legal research and writing that a new justice like this may not be able to vote. We'll see what happens here, but she's participating in the conversation. Kagan will take part in only four of the 12 cases during the court's first 2 weeks argument session, ask questions of all three lawyers during the one-hour hearing in a bankruptcy case that marked the opening of the court's nine-month term. Kagan recused herself from 24 of the court's 51 scheduled cases because she played a role in the litigation while serving as a U.S. Solicitor General. Really wise appointment, wouldn't you say? She recuses herself from half of the cases that are scheduled because she was involved in the litigation. Today's hearing focused on whether people seeking bankruptcy protection can limit the amount they must pay to creditors by claiming an auto expense deduction for a car that has already been paid off. That's in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court won't hear whether or not Barry the Usurper is an American citizen. My God, there's no justice left. We'll be back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So yesterday we looked into and began a series on the Book of Enoch. You know, it's an interesting study. The more I look into it over the years, the more interested I become in it. But I'm interested in it for things other than the content of the Book of Enoch. I'm more interested in the things that have come out of its discovery and its continuing popularity. So we're going to go back into that again today and continue in this hour and next hour on this study of Enoch and some of the influences that it has had and some of the people that it has influenced. And, of course, Enoch was a Hebrew patriarch. He became the father of Methuselah at the age of 65 years. And we're told that he walked with God. And at the age of 365 years, God took him. Of course, we find that there are various conflicts in just whose father he was and whose son he was as well. The words quoted are generally understood to mean that Enoch did not die a natural death but was removed as Elijah was. But as we go into this discussion, let's understand this, that nothing from the Book of Enoch was written by Enoch. This is all written ostensibly, if you use the timeline that's established in the Bible. In Genesis, if you look at the timeline, this is all a long, long, long time past. Now, they, you know, Hebrews claim this oral tradition. You know how password works. You start it up at a party and experiment with it for yourself. But apparently, they were able to keep this tradition alive for centuries and centuries. I question that. And we found where the writings occurred, what time period it occurred. But anyway, back to this. The book of Hebrews, the 6th verse 5, confirms this view. Enoch, and it also remember Henoch, H-E-N-O-C-H, when you're doing word studies on the computer or in your libraries, H-E-N-O-C-H is another way that the name is spelled. And sometimes you'll find more there than you would ever expect. The book of Hebrews, again, book 6, verse 5, chapter 6, 5, confirms this view. Enoch is the name of three other persons in the Bible. One of them, the eldest son of Cain, Genesis 5 and 17. Saint Enoch, associated with the city of Glasgow, is a corruption of Saint Thinow, the name given by Saint Serf to Saint Kentigern's mother. All right, so there's some controversy in all of that. Now, when we're working from this particular book, the Encyclopedia Americana, and sometimes the Britannica, and other reference materials, remember that the historical revisionists have been busy at work, even as early as the 1900s, early 1900s. And so you have to read with a certain level of discernment and allow the dictionaries and the encyclopedias to lead you to the authors of other texts and then go read them. But while you're at that, it's very, you know, profitable to study the authors too. You know, somebody will send me an email and so-and-so said this, and you go, wow. But if you go and see who so-and-so was, sometimes it takes the wow out of the wow. Continuing, the books of Enoch, and I'm reading right out of the Encyclopedia Americana article here. Books of Enoch, according to Genesis 5, 21-23, Enoch lived 365 years, and he walked with God and disappeared, for God took him. He's supposed to be identical with the seventh of the ten antediluvian kings in Barossa. And you can find that in Endoracus, E-N-D-O-R-A-C-H-U-S. This is a very weird words. Now, the N Medranki of K2486 and 4364, the seventh king in the Sumerian list discovered by Pobel in the Babylonian Publications of the University of Pennsylvania, Volume 6, Philadelphia, 1913. We're going back into a little bit of history here, digging around, finding these documents, right? The idea in all of this. Of course, I could just start reading the book of Enoch to you, but, you know, let's get the background straight first. Continuing, if the number 365... I should go up here. N. Med Duranki, like Enoch, was called into the communion with the gods and initiated into the mysteries of heaven and earth. Initiated into the mysteries. Notice the way the author is very careful in selecting his words here. You're dealing with cults. You're dealing with secret societies. And I would question whether you're dealing with anything historical at all. But let's continue. If the number 365 indicates the original solar character of Enoch, the story is likely to have been derived from a Babylonian or an Amorite version in which the regnal years had not been brought into the chronological system found in Berossus. Of course, if you go into the astronomy section of the book of Enoch, you're going to find that he gave considerable contemplation to the length of the year, the four seasons of the year, the seasons of the year, the 12 months of the year, the motion of the sun and the moon. And, of course, he was completely in error. But his calculation for the length of the year is remarkable at the time. The opportunities of this world wanderer for observing celestial phenomena, reading the heavenly tablets, and foreseeing the future naturally invited speculation. And there's much of that. He became the inventor of writing, mathematics, and astronomy, and the forerunner of Dante as an explorer of heaven and hell. All right? Now, these are being stated as objective fact, definitive statements. They're not questions. This encyclopedia author is advancing something as a fact he does not know is a fact, which is should be a concern for us all, right? Certainly for a researcher. Alexander Polyhistor in the time of Sulla found him referred to by a writer as having learned astronomy from the angels. Right. Learned astronomy from the angels. And we're going to find that Uriel, according to Enoch, gave him some misinformation. So apparently even the angels can be in error, according to Enoch. But we'll pick that up when we get there. With the growth of angelology, the interest centered on the fate of the sons of God who had married the daughters of men. This is Genesis 6. While the concerns about the future of sinners and saints on earth and in the other world demanded authoritative revelations, none was better fitted to impart information on these things than the translated patriarch. So a lot of people looked there for with credibility, you know, in their heart. The writings ascribed to Enoch do not seem to have been generally accepted as canonical at any time, either by Jews or Christians. In some circles, however, they have been regarded as authentic and cherished as sacred books. And we talked about the Enochites, the Russian cult that believed he came back and has been on the earth since 1770-something. I think 1773. Continuing, from references in the Book of Jubilees and the earlier stratum of testaments of the 12 patriarchs, it may perhaps be inferred that some of them belong to the 70 hagiographa mentioned in 4 Ezra, which were not included in the finally adopted Palestinian canon. There is one, isn't that interesting? Apparently they know that it's Palestine, even in the 30s and 40s in the United States. Only today do we call it Israel. There is one direct quotation in the New Testament, the Epistle of Jude, verse 14. It cites a passage from one of the books of Enoch in such a manner as to show that it was considered a genuine utterance of the patriarch and an inspired prophecy. Okay? And so we could jump over quickly to another article on Jude. And this is one of the interesting things about using encyclopedias for research. But certainly you could do similar on the Internet. Most likely that would have been a hot link. But here, a Jude, epistle of one of the so-called Catholic, or i.e. general. You could also say universal epistles of the New Testament, whose author names himself Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, but a brother of James, thus reverently contrasting his blood relationship to James, the head of the Jerusalem church, with his higher relationship to Jesus, who was also his and James' own brother. Virgin Mary, how often can you give birth and still be a virgin? We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour of this morning's broadcast. A little bit of a look at the news basket, the economic picture. Things are doing very well for the gold bulls. Gold being up $15.90 an ounce as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silver likewise up over 40 cents, kind of above $22. So things are looking good in the precious metals market today. Things are not looking too good for the dollar. And then we started back into our discussion of Enoch, the book of Enoch, and all of the various and sundry influences that it has had over time, and we're still in now. The Epistle of Jude, this out of the Encyclopedia Americana, a discussion of that epistle that you can find in your Bibles, if you have one. And you can read it for yourself there. But the author continues to describe his document as being an exhortation to his readers to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered unto the saints, and as taking the place of a treatise of a more general doctrinal nature or character on which he was engaged when the occasion arose for this more direct form of address. That's a dangerous situation, or that a dangerous situation had developed quite as ominous as that of which Paul forewarned both the Ephesians in Acts 29:31 and the Philippians in chapter 3, verse 18 through 19, with tears. Is obvious from the heightened tone of indignation, grief, and loathing in which he refers to these latter-day wolves who have entered in, not sparing the flock. And it continues, but what new system of theological doctrine, the contagious immortality of the intruders, was supported, the author assumes is too well known to his readers to require any detailed statement, but only a delineation of its fruits in resultant character and resolution. And this is an important thing to understand when you are reading old material, you know, that our understanding of information is dependent upon our knowledge of the general surroundings that the author was writing in. You could think of it from a slang standpoint where, you know, you could hear, you know, read something in the Bible where it says, yeoman, get down, sit, you know. You got the idea that this yeoman, you know, the yeoman were packers, you know, maybe they were on camels, you know, and their burdens were heavy there on the camels, and somebody had a little billy pot going, and they had some coffee, and maybe they had a little tobacco to share around or something, all right, and so there was an appeal, you know, to the yeoman to get down off of their camels maybe and come and sit. The other way that you could look at that, unless you knew it, it could be a rap tune. Yo man, get down, see it. It all depends on time and place and space and meaning, and you don't get that in the written word. Continuing here, he says, only a precarious basis can, therefore, be found for any identification of the heresy with that of the Cainites, the Carpocratians, and other Gnostic sects of the apostolic age, the Cainites. The Carpocratians or other Gnostic sects, heresies springing up everywhere. Similarly, indecisive as to the late date are the citations in verses 9 and 14 from such apocryphal books as the Assumption of Moses, 7 to 30 A.D., and the Book of Enoch, written before 170 B.C. And so we've seen this timeline for the Book of Enoch spanning about 300 years. But if the Book of Enoch was written before 170 B.C., probably no earlier than 200 B.C., it certainly doesn't hearken all the way back to pre-Diluvian time period. It doesn't go all the way back anywhere near far enough. It's going to be, somebody said, I said, he said, she said, we said, they did, this did, and so on. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back into the Epistle of Jude here again, making an inquiry into just what is the Book of Enoch, what are the books of Enoch, who was Enoch, why is it important? People talk about it a lot these days. We discovered that there's a cult, you know, in Russia, the Enochites, you know, all of the various sects of religious thinking out there. But continuing along, the Book of Enoch, again, written before 170 B.C., that's parenthetically. They don't know when it was written. It's been written, you know, they found fragments of it in the Dead Sea Scrolls, you know. The necessary uncertainty as to the local habitat of the readers, whether Palestine, Syria, or the diaspora, and the intimate relation of this document to the text of 2 Peter in casting suspicion upon the claim made in verse 1 as to its authorship. And then it continues in a lengthy talk here. We needn't go into all of that. Let's drop down a bit further. The legend of the Archangel Michael. You know, most people, Christians especially, if you ask them, you know, who are the archangels, they'll give you one of two answers. Maybe they'll get them both right. Can you name them yourself before I give them to you? Everybody knows about the Archangel Michael, right? And most, or some, know about Archangel Gabriel. You know, Gabriel, blow your horn. But you know there are more than that. And the names are difficult to find, and the names sometimes change. And we'll find in the book of Enoch, as we study it deeper, that many archangels are named. It's not just one and not just two. But the legend of the Archangel Michael and the history of Cain, Balaam, and Korah were foretold in the prophecy of Enoch and were explicitly confirmed to them by the apostles of Christ. Reinforced by this tragic warning, the Epistle of Jude ends with a tender exhortation and a triumphant doxology. All right? Now back to the book of Enoch again in the encyclopedia study that we've started. And we've already looked here at the Jude. The Epistle of Jude cites a passage from one of the books of Enoch in such a manner as to show that it was considered a genuine utterance of the patriarch and an inspired prophecy. Inspiration, inspired prophecy, one of the prophets. In the Epistle of Barnabas, another passage is quoted as Scripture, quote-unquote, as capital S, Scripture. Tertullian defended the authenticity and the sacred character of the book known to him and maintained that the Jews rejected it because it referred prophetically to the Lord, capital L there, having probably in mind the passage cited by Jude. Clement of Alexandria also quotes the book with confidence. Origen charges Celsus with not having read the book of Enoch, whence his statement concerning the angels was taken, and not being aware that the books ascribed to Enoch were not universally accepted. Or universal, that's Catholicism there. That's the same. Look it up in your dictionary. Catholic and lowercase c, Catholic and universal are synonyms. Were not universally accepted as divine in the churches. Anatolius of Laodicea quoted a passage simply to show the character of the Jewish calendar, but Zosimus of Panopolis refers to the book as, quote, ancient and divine scriptures. Ancient and divine scriptures. Jerome rejected the book of Enoch as apocryphal. Augustine took the same position, and it is counted among the Apocrypha by the apostolic constitutions of the 5th century. Pseudo-Athanasius, Nicephorus, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. The parts copied by George Sincellus in 790 may have been drawn from Pandorus of Alexandria. But the manuscript found at Panopolis seems to have been written later than the 8th century. All right, so we're spanning now centuries here. Many writers, from 4 Ezra and 2 Peter to George Cedrinus in the 11th century, who do not mention the name of Enoch, show an acquaintance either with the book itself or with its characteristic ideas, notably that of the fall and the punishment of the angels, the fallen angels, and their punishment. In Abyssinia, the book of Enoch has maintained its position in the canon before the book of Job to the present time, held higher than the book of Job to the present time, not only among the Christians, but also, according to the testimony of Bruce, among the Jews, whose Ethiopic text, however, has not yet been examined. Again, this being written probably not later than about 1920. To what extent another book ascribed to Enoch, preserved in the Slavonic Church, was regarded as canonical cannot be determined. Remember, we had the Ethiopic and the Slavonic. Those are our two primary sources. The Hebrew Enoch, though quoted by many medieval Jewish writers, does not seem to have been considered by them as part of the canon. A little bit of a glitch there in the printing. Venerable Bede, that's a name, Venerable Bede, capital V, capital B, who died in 735, thought that the book of Enoch merited it to be counted among the sacred scriptures because of its authority age and use, but especially because of the testimony of Jude. William Whiston defined the canonicity of the book known to him through Synesilius, and William Murray regarded the nucleus of the Ethiopic Enoch as genuine and inspired. And we're going to find more about the genuine and the inspired. And as you look and read the book of Enoch, and it's available on the internet, especially this Ethiopic one, you're going to have perhaps the same questions about its authenticity and inspiration as I would. It's difficult to think that the angels didn't know how the planets were organized and how the universe operated. If they're going to advise somebody on how it all works, they ought to have the plan. Anywho, back to this. The Ethiopic book, the Ethiopic Enoch, whether Pico della Mirandola, oh boy, now we're coming in close and tight. Whether Pico della Mirandola, have you ever looked him up? Pico, lowercase D-E-L-L-A, capital M-I-R-A-N-D-O-L-A. Whether Pico della Mirandola possessed a manuscript of this book is still uncertain. According, now we're into the Venetians, Venice. According to Fabricius, it was stated by many on the testimony of Rooklyn, on the testimony of Rooklyn. Who knows who Johann Rooklyn is? J-O-H-A-N-N-R-E-U-C-H-L-I-N, Johann Rooklyn, a very important person to study. According to Fabricius, it was stated by many on the testimony of Rooklyn that he had purchased a copy of it for a large sum of money. In Rooklyn's treatise, De Arte Kabbalistica, the Kabbalistic Arts, the Art of Kabbalah, published in 1517. Now let's see. On October the 31st, First of 1517, Martin Luther nailed his thesis of the 95 Theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church. Do they know each other? Or is there any connection between Johann Rooklyn and Martin Luther? We'll be back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So sometimes it's really, it's kind of an unusual thing that when you come across certain threads of understanding, they come to you in various times and in various ways. And if you, you know, have the discernment and you're sensitive to understanding things that may or may not be important in your research, you know, can start to keep your eyes peeled for things. But I can't think of anything that has opened my head up further than sitting down and actually reading an entire set of encyclopedias. I've done it several times. I don't necessarily sit there and, you know, labor over the articles. Sometimes I'm just reading as fast as I can speed read the books. But I'm looking for things. I'm looking for commonalities. I'm looking for threads and names particularly. And who would ever think in an article here on the books of Enoch that we would encounter Pico della Mirandola and Johann Reuchlin in the same article at the same place at the same time, holding and reading the same material? Johann Reuchlin's rather interesting. I do have an article in one of my encyclopedias that discusses a commonality. They both were educated, they both were students of it, the same man. And bless me if I can figure out and remember the name of the man. And apparently only one of my encyclopedias has that article in it. And there's nothing it referenced in the indexes about it. And web searches haven't been able to help me to tie the knot together. But in one of my encyclopedias, in the lower right-hand corner, on the right-hand page, there is an article, and I have semi-photographic memory. I know the article exists. I know positionally where it can be found. I just don't know the volume. So anyway, when I find it, I'll talk about it, because it's rather interesting. But here, Johann Reuchlin and Pico della Mirandola are together around the Book of Enoch. In Reuchlin's treatise, The Art Kabbalistica. Who is Johann Reuchlin, anyway? Well, Johann Reuchlin, which is an assumed name, it's a Latinized name, is the uncle of co-author, I guess you could say, of Philip Melanchthon, which is also an assumed name. It's a Latinized name. It means black earth, Philip Melanchthon, all right? Co-authors are of the Augsburg Confession. So we've got this Kabbalistic Jewish tie-in to the founding of Lutheranism, which I find rather interesting that Philip Melanchthon would be at the table with Calvin at a time when Calvinism, predestination and all of that, and the Lutheran convention is being held and established at the very beginning, the outset, of what would become the Reformation. And part of this study is what led me to this little phrase that I have mentioned several times, that on October the 31st of 1517, of course, that's All Hallows' Eve, Halloween. On October the 31st of 1517, certainly a Kabbalistic date there, another important day for the Druids as well. But on October the 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his Thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church, and these are my words, he essentially crucified Christ afresh and drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. Christendom, that's the Catholic Church. And we stepped across the threshold from the old world order, where there was only one universal and Catholic apostolic church, into a new time period, opening the doorway to what has become an absolute plethora of Christian sects, S-E-C-T-S, not Christian sects. Right? Very interesting phenomena occurred right there. And this spirit of division that's spoken of in Matthew 12 and 24 crept in to this church. Now, did the Catholic Church need to be split apart? Absolutely. But remember that there were disestablishmentarians, those that wanted to disestablish the church, and then there were the anti-disestablishmentarians, that would be your Jesuit order, vying at the same time for preeminence, and that struggle continues to this day. And so as we study the Book of Enoch and the future life, let us understand that as we go into the study further, might even cover a bit of it today, we can go to the Jesuit professor, Carol Quigley, and look at a little of his writings as regards the importance of this future life concept for the continuance of the middle class people around the world, especially in the United States. But back to the article here, kind of a long sidebar there. Well, Mr. Windy, Simon, in Rookland's treatise, De Arte Kabbalistica, published in 1517, all right, the same year, and boy, he had got a lot of flack. Rookland really came under a lot of fire. Rookland maintained his Catholicity, as did de Luther, and as Desiderius Erasmus and others. But in Rookland's treatise, the art, Kabbalistica, the art of Kabbalah, in 1517, Simon does not question the possible survival of some such books as that of Enoch, but declares that he cannot afford, like Pico della Mirandola, to buy at great expense the 70 books of Ezra. So they're not denying that it exists. They're just not coming out and saying that they have an authentic edition of it. But Mirandola had the money to buy the 70 books of Ezra. And books in those days, folks, were not cheap. A lot of times they were hand-copied over and over and over again. Mirandola himself speaks of his purchase and indefatigable supply of these books, both in his Apologia, Mirandola, Pico della Mirandola, Apologia is his book, written in 1489 on page 178, and in De Hominis Dignitate, the Dignity of Man, on page 330. A description of his Kabbalistic codices was given by Gaffarel in 1651, reprinted in Wolff, Bibliotheca Hebraica, the Hebrew Hebrew books, I guess it would be, Hebraica, Bibliotheca Hebraica, and that was published in 1715 in Volume 1. In the first manuscript ascribed to Recante in the 13th century, there are some extracts from the Hebrew Enoch. Again, we're just zeroing in on this book before we just jump into it and say, "Ha, thus saith the Lord." All right? This may have given rise to the rumor, but Rookland refers directly to the Book of Enoch in De Verbo Mirifico, written in 1494, published a lion in 1552, pages 92F. Here, Sidonius lashes in the gallow birds, lashes the gallow birds who place splendid titles in front of the volumes they offer, falsely declaring that one is the Book of Enoch, another the Book of Solomon. It would seem, therefore, that Rouclin had heard of a separate Book of Enoch being offered for sale. And we'll come back to that. So even at that time, the booksellers, people would publish forgeries of all manner and sundry. Some had fragments, some had the whole text. But we'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let's go back to the telephones right now. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065, if I've done all of that just exactly right. Jeff from Canada, you should be live.
Good morning, William.
Good morning.
I always enjoy this show, and particularly shows like this, and you've made me angry this morning.
Good.
You've managed to make me angry, and that's a good thing, absolutely, because anger makes me go and investigate. And the Book of Enoch, as you aptly described it, has been a hodgepodge of Eurocentric people attempting to rewrite and write religion over and over again, And this book has been thrown to the curb so many times and then picked up and dusted off. I'd like to ask you, what is the obsession that Eurocentric scholars and religious writers and religious people have with this book?
Well, that's a really hard question to answer off the cuff, Jeff, because the more that I look into all of this, we keep trying to put air in a tire that I consider to be not only bald, but losing its rubber, okay? And we keep, you know, at this point, you know, the rim is so rusted, it really ought to be set aside. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to keep alive this Oriental despotism that was founded upon a collection of writings of a rather obscure Yahwehist cult, herder cult, that has basically been used by the Catholic Church and all of its adherents over these centuries to wage war on the minds of the people. And a lot of folk out there believe that they are in all light when they get involved in this. But from my research, it indicates almost the opposite, and that to advance this information and to keep it alive continues to sow the spirit of division between the people, and it puts a shell, like a shell game, it puts a walnut shell down on the little pea called man, and it has kept little pea man in a box for, I believe, far too long. And so part of this idea is that knowing the power of finance and government and church working in unison, this is the system of control that has been erected over the last 3,000, 3,500 years, maybe as far back as Egypt and Sumer and Babylon, and they do not want the people coming out from underneath this walnut shell.
Well, for a person who didn't know what the obsession was all about, you seem certainly to know a lot about what the obsession is about. And I would agree that that this would be, like I said, like Napoleon said, who was also one of the greatest slave owners going, next to George Washington, that this obsession that white people have with Christianity, and the fact that I believe, my sole belief is that the good book was taken from not from aliens and Sumerians and Anunnaki and angels. I'm really, really up to my eyeballs with all of that esoteric garbage. There is factual documentation that can take us back to the earliest periods of civilization, and we can get a very coherent picture and understanding of what the true picture of quote-unquote religion was for and how it was used in a positive manner. But it seems that we, and I'm saying we, I'm not saying I do this, I'm saying that I seem to be hearing a lot of white authors and writers opining or opinionating upon the origins of something, of a document that was written by Jews thousands of years ago, that has been disseminated by the Catholic Church, ripped apart, censored, just like everything else that's been taken away from African culture, society, and literature. And no one wants to talk about that. No one wants to go back there. Instead of going back to that part of history, which is documented, which we can look at, we seem to go to the Anunnaki alien answers. Why? Why do we do that?
I really don't know the answer to that, Jeff. I really don't. And I know that side of the discussion has a tremendous following. But the way that I try and present this stuff is I just dig out all the information that I can and lay it out on the table for the purpose of discussion as we're doing right now. I really am concerned about origins, but not as much as perhaps some are, in that I am living today, all right? I'm not living at the time of, the Babylonian kingdom, so to speak. I'm not in Sumer, I'm not in Egypt, and I'm not living in a pyramid. I'm living in the United States of America, and my country is trying to kill me. My country, 'tis of thee, wants me dead. And so,
correct.
One of the things that they need in order to advance that meme is that they have got to have people believe certain things to be true that are not true. And so
while you're believing, where you're being, you've had religion shoved down your throat, just as you've admitted on the air. I mean, you were in religious schools when you were a child, and you've been conditioned to believe those myths, those lies.
But it certainly was never, forced down my throat. My mother and father and my elder brothers and sisters turned away from it early on, and I kept going there.
White people have been. When you look at the United States and its inception, this false belief that the Illuminati was behind the revolution, if anything, the revolution was looking towards the Illuminati to give it support. But, you know, religion has played a very important part in American history, and they've used the Bible and they've used Christianity, a false Christianity, to get people and use the Bible to brow people into submission. You're absolutely right. It is to control the population. And until Americans wake up to the fact that not only did George Washington kill 100 million Native Indians, slaughtered them with using the Bible in one hand and an axe in the other, and had slaves, when white people wake up to the fact that they're living under false paradigms, that they're living under a false religion, and that Christianity is nothing more than a wish list for the controllers to keep their control on people, then we might have a fighting chance of talking about tolerance, peace, and spirituality. But yes, you're right. You may not have been force-fed it, but Americans have been force-fed this lie that I call Christianity, and it's a white form of Christianity. And when it's erased, and it's slowly being erased, then we might have a chance. But I'm not advocating that we go under some sort of one unified church or one unified religion. But this whole myth of Christianity has got to be dispelled. And that's all I have to say, Will. I'm just so peed off with how many thousands of people, millions of people have been slaughtered and killed. And we're going to be, you guys, white people are now starting to realize that they are now the new slaves of the United States of America. Black people know this already. We've been slaves for 400 years. It didn't end in 1964. It didn't end with Jim Crow ending. It still goes on today. I'm just so frustrated with listening to people always expounding and going to white writers and white scholars for their information when there's so much to dismiss and so much of their work is ludicrous. I mean, even the Book of Enoch, when Job Ludolf went into the Royal Library in Paris, and he said that he found the Book of the Enoch manuscript to be a fabulous and silly production. I mean, if people can't even get it together and agree that it's a legitimate piece of work or literature, then why bother discussing it? Why bother?
You're right, and so exposing it, to the light of the day is what I'm attempting to do here in this couple of days. And the idea of going in, and he looks at this document again. If you just read it, as I have, and anyone else that wants to do so can find it on the web and read it for yourself. But when we look at this stuff and we start talking about inspired of God, and this is supposed to be the, inerrant word of the Creator, so to speak, and it's being advanced as almost a canon of the church here in this text that we're reading from, this is the time where we need to start questioning the experts, because when the experts are asking people, and certainly at this time period, we're asking people to accept these documents for something other than just, the wild ramblings of a man, then you have to look at the authenticity of them based upon the natural sciences. And if the natural sciences won't support the claims that are made, I mean, then there's obviously a problem here. This is not the Archangel Uriel laying out the order of the cosmos when it's all just basically Near East centered in the mind of this particular writer. I mean, people at one time have thought that the planet is sitting on the and spinning on the back of a turtle, for goodness sakes, and that's real. People really believe that, and then as far as white and black and all of this, too. I mean, there is discussion that still exists out there as to whether or not there are still yet both Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal on this planet. And they have perhaps been at war with one another all this time. So lots of good stuff to think about, Jeff. I appreciate your calling in. I'm going to continue on, and we'll be back right after the break.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And we return in our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Great call from Jeff from Canada. Always a great chatter in the chat room as well. Another great chatter from the chat room, Doppler, the Doppler Effect, Doug from Oklahoma. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mr. Roberts. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, I think.
Now, this is not why I called, but I will comment. You know, I think looking back is healthy to an extent, but, you know, we need to look forward. And
excellent.
I think we need to remember that, you know, the separation of church and state, it wasn't that the government was afraid that the church would invade the government. It was that, you know, faith-based groups and whatnot didn't want the government up there. So, I mean, it's just, it's an easy play on words to twist that around. But it was people that wanted to be left alone, didn't want the government in the churches. And I don't go to church, so I'm not beating that drum. But,
well, it was the Establishment Clause, actually. It's that the federal government, the compact, has no place establishing a religion for all the people. And the founders were looking at the creation of the Anglican Church in England for that, and looking at all of the various places where the kings will pronounce that, you know, our country is going to be a Catholic church, and so everyone must convert or die, that kind of a thought. Certainly all of the early colonists that came with various different sects, you know, the Brownists and the Puritans and so many of the others that came here. They came carrying along with them a desire to live one with another in communion under their faith. And all that, I think, is all good. The idea, again, of having the church rule or having a state actually declare what thou shalt believe, well, it goes against freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of action, freedom of association, and all the rest of it. So it was just a natural. It's no real prohibition against religion, but it prohibits the state from establishing a church.
Well, and I think that, you know, to have like an Archie Bunker knee-jerk reaction defending a, quote, God, and I do have faith personally, but that's a personal choice, and it shouldn't be defined by man or be government-centric.
That's right. I agree.
Now, okay, here's why I called. Now, in 2011, apparently, any transaction over $600 is going to have a 1099 on it.
Unless that's completely insane. Yeah, unless that's turned around, and it very well may be after the election. That is one particular part of the Health Care Act that a lot of people are focusing their attention on. There's been a public comment period. I haven't gotten back to the IRS website to see how the public comment ran, but even the IRS doesn't like that one.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, it's an annual thing. It's going to be a total deal because I figured the way around that, say you had a $1,900 transaction, we'll just break it into four transactions of $500 to keep under, you know, keep underneath the radar. But it's an annual transaction. So if you do business for a year with somebody, you know, unless you're going to fake names and SS numbers or whatever, I mean, I don't think, you know, it's going to kill small businesses more than they're already killed. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. And as a matter of fact, it's going to do far more than just small businesses, because if you think about it, every time you go in and buy, let's say, a lawnmower at Walmart, you buy a riding lawnmower, a 1099 action would trigger. And so they would have to do all the bookkeeping and keep all of the records on that. And, you know, to me, this is just another open invitation to say no and no thank you. I'm not interested in that. So I'm not going to buy that item. It's over $600. Unless your price is under $600, I'm not interested.
Yeah, or you can break it up into, you know, $300 transactions. But, you know, if it's a total for the annual deal, I mean, how can you tax people that don't have any money in the first place? I mean, it's not going to work. It's like it's parasitic, and the parasite never knows when the host is going to die. They just keep sucking and leeching off.
That's exactly right. But let's go out into it a little wider and think of it from the standpoint of, let's say, a healthcare aide, someone that you know. You're, let's say that you have a grandma or your mother or your father, and they're seniors. And so you run an ad in the newspaper for someone to come in and keep their house for them once a week, and they're going to spend a couple of hours. Well, that's going to set up this 1099 thing. It can no longer just be something comfortable. Let's say like someone from the church comes over and does that, and then in exchange, you know, you give them a $20 bill at the end, you know, when they leave or something like that. If it totals up more than $600 by law, legal, not lawful, but legal, you'd have to file a 1099 on that. And so what they're trying to do is to go in and ferret out every bit of barter, every bit of free market, every bit of exchange that is happening below the radar, and get people to feel culpable or get people to feel obliged to tattletale on one another. And this
Absolutely.
Is, you know, and this is a real problem, because what it's going to do socially, no one will be able to trust each other. I mean, I won't take any money out of my pocket and, you know, buy watermelons from somebody, because I might like the watermelon and I might come back for a truckload of corn the next time, and now all of a sudden I got a 1099 filing with a local farmer.
It's insanity. You know, I don't know how we win other than voluntary noncompliance. I mean, heck, I might file for a 501c3 just to try to live, even though, of course, I won't abide by it, but why not?
Well, there's going to be more.
We all file for a 501c3. Everyone file a 501c3. Why not?
And become nonprofits, you know. And I could call my broadcast a ministry like so many other radio hosts do, you know. And I could ask you to send me in a love offering, you know. And maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't, you know, but I'll send you a prayer shawl if you do it, you know, and I'll even pray over it, you know. Anyway, so it's going to go ridiculous. That's why I think that it will be defeated probably rather swiftly after the election in this session of Congress. I think that's going to have to come out. But it's just one of a bunch more. There's a lot more of that little stuff that we'll never know until we read it. Now that we're reading it, we see what it is, and a lot of people don't like it. But that's definitely one. I've gotten so many emails, Doug, from listeners saying, oh, my God, this is the end of gold and silver. And in a way, it will be, you know, very, very damaging to the precious metals market. But it's not just an attack on gold. It's an attack on everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, I know it's toward the end of the broadcast, so I'll let you finish up. But, man, you totally rock. You've got probably the best broadcast on the airwaves ever, you know, of all the networks. And I appreciate your work, Mr. Roberts, and thanks for taking my call, man.
Well, thanks for calling in, Doug. I always appreciate hearing from you, and I enjoy your conversations in the chat rooms, too. And, folks, the chat room on the broadcast can always be found at becomevocallocal.com. Now, just closing out another lengthy read, you know, we're supposed to not read on the air. I don't know why, but apparently that's just frowned on. But apparently people in this country have ceased reading, and if people are not going to read, then I'll read anyway. But get back to this again. We're looking at this Ethiopic Enoch and trying to make some sense out of this book of Enoch. And as Jeff from Canada stated rightly, a lot of people have put the their eggs in this little basket. But if you were to put water in that basket, it would all leak out before you left the well. And I'm just trying to draw this to your attention. And there are other things going on in here. We're talking about, you know, Johann Reuchlin. We're talking about Pico della Mirandola. We're talking about the beginning of what became the Protestant Reformation. We're talking about the great schisms, if you will, between the church and the church itself, the breaking up of the house, driving this wooden hub into the heart of Christendom. We're talking about the Reformation and the Counter-Reformation, the beginning of the Black Pope, you know, that time period. Ignatius Loyola, St. Francis Xavier. We're talking about the beginning of real inquisitions. I mean, they'd always been throwing somebody to the lions. They've always, you know, the Catholic Church has always been doing that. Rome did it as well. What would you expect from the Roman Catholic Church? But it's not just left there. You can go back into the Hebrews and look at the way they treated people, you know, stoning them to death and so on and so forth. So there's so much in all of this. And we'll carry it on tomorrow. I really do want to go in and make this tie carefully and slowly, so that you find out some of the people that are the real players behind the Reformation. You always hear about Martin Luther. But Martin Luther was just a player in what was a much greater geopolitical intrigue. And as David Rockefeller said, after 500 years, they're finally in a position where they can have the new world order. And as August Comte said in his Catechism to the Positive Religion of Humanity, Universal Religion of Humanity, that in the end, even though we go through this new church, in the end, it'll look remarkably like the Catholic Church. And that it very likely will, my friends. That it very likely will. It's the Panopticon, Jeremy Bentham, the Philosophical Radicals. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life.
Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.